Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 49, Poltergeist.
This podcast knows what scares you.
It always has.
Hi!
What? Hi, Carnage.
Hi,
welcome, everyone. I'm Chaos, your host.
It has been a while. I'm Carnage, your other host.
And with us this week is our special guest, Mama Chaos, who has not been with us on an episode since episode 7.
The Village.
Yeah, it took me a while to get over that, so I'm back.
She hasn't spoken to us since that episode.
Yeah, right.
True fact.
Wait, really?
Okay, so for any of you just joining us for the first time, we are a horror movie review podcast hosted by two best friends who love to bicker. And
we don't bicker.
Oh my god, I hate you. And we have been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate her.
I hate her too.
Spoilers for everything, by the way. We review and dissect movies and critique them, and we spoil the crap out of them. So you should also know that.
I thought of another warning. We need to say not safe for work if you have it on loud.
Well, obviously it's not safe for work. We're an explicit podcast.
I just want to make sure we have that in there.
We have a warning on every single episode that it is an explicit podcast. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't watch our podcast ever. I listen to our podcast ever.
You don't watch it? I don't watch it either.
I'm watching it right now, I tell you.
Are we ready to get into this movie now? Are you done with your intro?
Your cute little intro. Catchy.
Well, we did Poltergeist. It was done in 1982. It was rated only PG. And it was 114 minutes long. And it was directed by Steven Spielberg, I want to say.
No, it was not.
Toby Hooper.
Yeah, Spielberg wrote it and produced it. He did not direct it.
I lied to you. I'm sorry.
Toby Hooper.
It's probably an easy mistake to make.
I hope so.
And what was the IMDb score?
Oh, sorry. I thought I gave that. It was...
I don't remember, so sorry if you already
7.4.
did.
7.4. No, I didn't.
So oh, okay.
Thank you for 4.
Checking me out on that.
And the tomato meter is certified fresh at an 86%. Yeah. Critic consensus, smartly filmed, tightly scripted, and most importantly, consistently frightening, Poltergeist is a modern horror classic. Audience score, 78%.
Yeah, I mean, the movie starts and you just go for the ride the rest of the time. It's just... one paranormal event after another one.
That is for sure.
It's got a PG rating.
Yeah,
I know we're not into opinions.
No, we see Joe Beth Williams' underwear a lot.
Well, that's true.
They probably had to glue it on her.
They probably did.
Should we do a summary?
Yes. Can I have a summary, please?
Oh, well, yes, you can have a summary, but no one else can. So should I whisper it to you in your ear?
No, thanks. Okay. Just tell everybody.
Stop with the farty chair. I can hear you going back and forth.
Oh, see, now you can't do it! When I try to do it, it doesn't work. But when I'm, like, just moving, shifting my weight, it's so loud and obnoxious.
It sounds like you're farting all over the podcast. There it is. Anyway, so... people live in house. Girl talks to TV. And it's all fun and games until you lose your child and things go awry. Really? That's your entertainment for tonight? We watch a whole movie and this is your entertainment. Squeaking in the farty chair.
Yes.
Is that summary good?
Uh-huh. I like your summaries.
Thank you. We didn't even talk about cast. We should probably talk cast.
Yeah, you bet.
So let's go over cast a little bit first.
We've talked about Joe Beth already.
Yeah.
Well, we have cast, crew, and technical set to come after the summary.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so dad of the family, which we'll get into later, sells all these homes in different phases. It's a new subdivision, and they're phase one. He later finds out they built it on a cemetery where they didn't move the bodies, just
they
the
just
headstones.
Moved the headstones, yeah.
And they are being haunted by a poltergeist because of it, or several poltergeists.
Yeah, technically, it's not a poltergeist, really.
It's a haunting.
Technically, it's a haunting.
Well, the movie Haunting was already taken, so they had to name it Poltergeist.
It's kind of funny, though, because they specify what makes it, what's a poltergeist and what's a haunting, and clearly, by their own rules, it qualifies as a haunting, but then
is it Poltergeist?
Poltergeist.
Well, is it Poltergeist because the beast is involved? Well,
Poltergeist just means noisy ghost.
I mean, I know it doesn't have anything to do with the definition.
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
But the beast is there.
Yeah, well, but that makes it less a haunting and
right,
less a poltergeist.
Right, right. Then it's
less
the devil's
poltergeist
in
too.
Town, and you're
that's,
all in trouble.
No, it still is, but it's still a haunting. A poltergeist is not a demon.
You're a demon.
Well, there's never been one substantiated anyway.
No, I know, but if you're following the movie rules, it doesn't qualify as a poltergeist. By its own rules that the movie set up. That's
but for
saying.
Some reason, we always let movies get away with stuff like that.
They leave it open so you can say that that's why they've got Poltergeist 2 and 3, so because it attaches itself to Heather Rourke's character. So that's why they're calling
true.
It that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but
they're not in the same
area.
Well, the title leads it sets it up for...
But they didn't set it up that way.
Okay, well, it's a stupid movie.
No, it's not. It's a good movie.
Stupid premise?
No.
Stupid haunting.
I'm just saying, it's got flaws.
It's entertaining.
It is entertaining.
You know, it just, like I said, takes you for that ride, so once you get sucked in...
I know, no one died, and yet I still loved it. I mean, that's
okay,
saying a lot.
Let's talk about the cast.
Oh.
A lot of people died, but...
Well...
Nobody died in the movie.
Yeah,
right.
No one died in the movie, and
I
still loved it.
I was making a joke. Sorry.
Okay.
Cast.
Go ahead.
So Diane was played by Jo Beth Williams. Carol Ann was Heather O'Rourke. Steve was Craig T. Nelson. Dr. Lesh was Beatrice Strait. Dana was Dominique Dunn. Robbie was Oliver Robbins. And Tangina was Zelda Rubinstein. Or Rubinstein. I don't know which one it is.
Stein.
Is it Stein?
Stein.
Okay.
Stein.
Marty was Martin Casella, and Ryan was Richard Lawson.
Wow, they really stretched Marty for his name.
I know. He was already
what
Marty.
What are we going to think of him? Well, do they cast him because of his name? It's like, we need a Marty out there. You know, we're getting this character Marty.
They casted him because of his name. If anything, they named his character because he was already Martin,
like,
and he couldn't respond to his script name.
They were like...
Yeah, right.
Like Tony Danza.
He was
Danza.
The only one that would put the mask, you know, the face thing on to have all those special effects, those practical effects made. It's nice to see practical effects.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice. So,
is there more cast?
No, that's it. That's all the main cast.
Do we want to get into opinions then?
It is, unless we have anything to say about technical. All I was going to say about technical was it was well shot. The lighting was good. The lighting was used really well. And the director of photography was really good.
Yeah, I love that hallway scene.
Yeah.
Where the doors
it stretches,
away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I love that.
I thought that the practical effects were cool. They were well done. I guess this is technically trivia, but they used real skeletons for the skeletons.
Did they really?
Oh, that's yeah, you cool. didn't know that?
Oh, I did not really? Know that.
That's a classic piece of poltergeist trivia. It was cheaper to get real skeletons, so they did.
Huh. Love that.
It makes all of this. Oh yeah, you can do that. It makes all of the scenes with the skeletons that much creepier to me.
Yeah,
because they're real.
Well, they were pretty gross, and now I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, because they did look very real.
That
now
is
I want to watch it again. I didn't know that.
Yes.
The only technical thing I have is my favorite thing was about this movie. Well, I mean, it's kind of an opinion, but it's kind of technical, is the soundtrack. So Jerry Goldsmith did the music for this. And I love a good movie where, like, the music behind it is almost like another character.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you took the music away from this, it wouldn't be nearly as scary. Like, especially
for sure.
In the scene where they're in the living room and there's no other sound. Like, you could see, like their mouths are open, like, making, you know, she's covering her mouth. But, like, all you have is the music. And you could see the poltergeist coming, or whatever the fuck
the
we want to call it. Whatever.
Their spirits,
the white
whatever.
Light is coming at
spirits.
Them. You know.
Their spirits.
Okay, fine. The spirits
it's
are coming at them.
Not the literal white light that they were talking about in the movie.
The spirits are coming at them, and it's the just the music is just, what makes it scary, I think. It's not just, you know, you took the music away, and it's just the white light coming at them. Okay, it's kind of scary. But The music is what really makes it.
Oh yeah, for sure, 100%.
Dramatic. It's almost like in this movie. It's like I would say it's another character, almost. You know, a huge character, and he did a really good job. And he didn't even use Spielberg usually uses John Williams, and he didn't this time. Yeah. And this is just a really good.
Yeah, he still picked a really good. Yeah it was really, really excellently done.
So that's all I had to say about technical.
Okay, then now we're on to opinions.
Well, can I do a technical thing?
My sure.
Yeah.
Trivia
sorry.
I mentioned earlier. The scene where Jo Beth is in her football shirt. After her bath, and she rolls around on the ceiling. That was they built a rotating stage, and so she was really rolling and able to stay. That's why she could stay so tight to the wall all the time. They just had to film her in a way where she was rolling around.
So it was rotating, but they filmed it so that it looked like she was steady.
She was moving.
Yeah.
And she was moving. Yeah. And the room was steady. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah, they did a set. That was like the biggest story. I mean, there was a lot of good special effects, but that was something that was brought up because it hadn't been done before. So
I mean, it's a good thing for technically 1982. It's technically really great for that, you know, for the reasons. For the set reasons, for like we were saying, I think it was Marty, when his face looks like he's peeling off his face. That's pretty cool. The skeletons in the pool. I mean, it's really...
The, like, placenta-looking stuff. When they come out the other side, it's so gross.
The pink.
I know, that she's kissing her. I'm like, you don't kiss the placenta.
I know, exactly. That's always what I think of it as being.
Oh, if you had a baby, you'd understand.
Oh, gross.
Ugh. No.
It wouldn't be that way.
No, gross.
Okay, we can go on to opinions, and there we got some.
All right. Do you want to start us off with opinions, actually, since you are our guest tonight?
Sure. Well, I love this movie.
Well,
I've seen it so many times.
We have to tell the story of why I specifically wanted to have Mama Chaos on this episode, because this movie is such a special one to me, because it's technically my first horror movie.
At age one, no.
At age, I was old enough to be forming memories, because I will never forget the nightmares I had.
Which you got to tell us about those, too. You said you would tell us later.
Yeah, so I know I was old enough to have memories, because I still remember the nightmares that this movie gave me. I remember you would be watching it in your room, and I would sneak in and watch parts of it, too. And I wanted to watch it because you were... But I should not have been watching it. And specifically the part that scared me so bad, because I was around... I must have been around Carol Ann's age. Because it came out when I was one.
Right.
So, you know, I was just a little kid myself when you would watch it. And so I was around her age. And so, of course, she was the character I related to the most. And that scared me the most was the static TV. And just her being in this other world where she was stuck and she couldn't get to her parents.
Yeah.
And I remember, so I would have the same recurring nightmare where I would get sucked into the TV and I would be walking down this, like, bright white hallway, and there would be puddles on the ground of the static from the TV, and if you stepped into the static, you would get sucked down into another place that was, like... even more scary than where you already were, because it was unknown, you know? And then there was always the threat of the thing, wherever, the beast, that was. And I was always looking for a way out to try to get back to the house. Yeah, it scared the crap out of me.
Wow.
Yeah, and those dreams used to scare me a lot. But anyway, I ended up, I never really tried to avoid watching the movie, though, and I ended up loving it, and this is one of my favorites. Now I obviously, I never went through a period where, like, I wouldn't watch it, and then I did watch it again, like, and was like, oh, this isn't so bad. I never stopped watching it. I just stopped being afraid of it after a while.
You mean like The Purge, how you say, oh, this isn't so bad, and then you won't watch it for a couple years, and I'll make you watch it again, like, oh, this isn't so bad.
No, I would never say this isn't so bad about The Purge.
Bite me. How about Strangers?
No, I would never say that either.
I'm going to continue with
my opinion. Your opinions. Go ahead.
I guess I didn't... At first, I didn't realize Carol Ann was as old as she was, because she, you know, was such an innocent... And those cute little eyes. So adorable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she seems younger than 5 years old. But, yeah, it was a different era, too. But what I loved about it when I saw it was, you know, that was supposed to be, like, the late 70s, mid to late 70s. And so all the cars and everything, that's all the stuff I grew up with. And, you know, mm-hmm. I was in the new suburbs growing up. And we built a few houses. So...
On cemeteries?
You know, I could really, yeah, right. Specifically.
Specifically.
We didn't move anything either.
No, not even the headstones.
Not even the headstones.
You go around the kitchen, you have to walk around the headstones.
We built it way in the back.
There is a town in Ohio where they built it on a graveyard and they didn't move the headstones. I'm not even kidding.
Ew.
You.
So you're like walking around the neighborhood. Oh, watch out.
No. They're like, they just got like pushed over and pushed into the ground and then like the houses got built on top of them. I'm not even kidding. You can totally, like,
can we go visit
dig
it?
Around in the front yard and dig up headstones and
let's
stuff.
Let's do it.
Wow.
Yes, it's a real place. It really happens.
Yeah, my friend Michelle that lived in Chardon, she had that headstone that was part of her sidewalk up to her house, and she said some strange things would happen occasionally.
Yeah, well,
if anybody said anything about it.
She was pretty close to the funeral home. She was pretty close to the cemetery, too, in Chardon.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Oh, what else did I like? Oh, so many things. But for me, what it became as I was older and had kids, it was the mother-child bond. That stuff just jazzes me up. I love it. I eat it up. You know, like, mom's going to go in there, and mom is going to get the baby back, so everybody get out of the way. And Jo Beth is there in her, you know, her white outfit. You know, that outfit always bugged me over the years. I'm like, is she going to karate class, or is she getting a kid, you know? What's going on?
Wasn't that what you wore in the 80s? Like, that kind of, like, leisure suit type thing?
I guess. I didn't, but... Maybe. You know, they were very successful. You definitely, if you look around and pay attention to the set, you know, mm-hmm. they were like that huge brass headboard mm-hmm. In the master bedroom when they're all four sleeping in it. And mm-hmm. But yeah, like we were saying, this launched Craig T. Nelson's career.
And Jo Beth Williams. Although,
she did for a while. Yeah. And you don't see anymore. Come back, Jo Beth. We miss you.
Yeah.
But anyway, and I was noticing this time, you know, the like we were saying, the product placement, the Star Wars stuff.
Everywhere. Kohler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clorox.
And I think everybody loves that scene where the spirits come down the stairs and you really get a sense of what is going on, where Carol Ann is. And then I think you get more afraid for her. And
yeah.
And I loved when Craig T. Nelson and the Beast were like, ah, at each other, because Craig is just like,
his
face is so
like,
distorted. Oh, yeah, he's just yelling right back. I don't know if they scared each other or they just got tired of yelling. But anyway, protege of the movie.
My turn. Well, I mean, I already had my story about the movie, and obviously I really like it. It's one that I always have to watch a couple times a year at least. I don't know. I think it's consistently scary. I think it takes you, like you said, for a ride, and you just constantly have stuff going on. It's always interesting. I love Zelda Rubinstein.
Yeah.
I love her character. She's so funny and theatrical and just like... a huge personality in a little package. She's so great. And I think it was written really well, and I think it had a great cast, and it had a good twist in it that you hadn't seen before then, even though it was based on something that actually happened.
And Zelda's character kind of had a life of its own afterwards, because people were already always parodying her or mm-hmm. going, this house is clean.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
She's such a liar, by the way. Just saying.
I know. It definitely had some plot holes. It's not perfect.
Like
by
the
any
wicker
means.
Bed that was torn apart, but yet in the last scene, it's back
it's
together.
It's back together again. Yeah.
Look at that.
Just saying. Did they really go out and buy another wicker headboard for when Caroline came back? I don't think so.
Maybe they repaired it.
You can't repair a wicker.
Yes, you can. It's called glue.
Oh, all right, fine. But she took half of it with her, though, I think, in the afterlife.
No, she didn't.
She had a big, long piece of it
in
her hands.
Yeah, she had a piece of it. That doesn't mean
did that come back with her?
Oh, my God, fuck off.
No, she didn't She wasn't hanging on to the...
I thought no, she
wasn't
she
that the last
it.
Time
I
she was she getting
it. No, because it went back to with her in the closet.
Yeah, into the closet. But
oh,
she dropped
the, did
it
go into
the
closet?
Closet?
Oh, okay. I thought it went with her. All right. My
your
pothole is just gone.
Doesn't matter.
My pothole doesn't matter?
No, I mean, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things whether the headboard had a chunk missing.
Matters
or
to
not.
Me.
Okay,
continuity.
Well, now it's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay, so this is actually my first time seeing this movie all the way through, because I usually walk in, like, it's one of those movies where I walk in the middle of it while you guys are watching, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll watch, like, the last 20 minutes with you. I have no idea what the hell's going on. So, and I thought about this last time, because there was something else I watched, and I'm like, oh, this is the first time I've ever seen it. I'm actually new to a lot of the horror movies that are kind of classical, I would say.
Yeah,
some of
classic
them.
Horror, yeah.
Like, this one, I was like, oh, I actually enjoyed it. Like I said, it only had one death, and that was the bird.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
Sweetie.
I actually enjoyed it, even though there was no blood, no gore, and no death, sadly. But it was fun.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. It was well written, well produced. I don't care what they say in the trivia. I like the music.
Me too.
And for an 80s movie, it kept me interested. Mm-hmm. It was very well paced, I feel like. Sometimes in the 80s, there's lagging parts, but it kept going. So it was very well paced.
Yeah.
I love the ending in the pool.
Oh my God.
I love that.
I love that too. It always freaks me out so bad because I know the skeletons are real. I'm always like, oh God.
Santa and I didn't know that part.
They're touching her.
I just thought that was a fun little ending. Although, I feel like I've seen that scene before.
Mm. Well, they've parodied it a lot over the years. It's a big
That's
deal,
what I thought.
Like, as far as movie history goes. I mean, they've parodied this movie a lot in so many different ways and places. And you moved the headstones,
yeah,
but
right.
you didn't move the bodies. It's like such a thing.
All I can think of when Jo Beth Williams, or the mom, Diane, in her room flailing about, all I can think about is story spelling in Scary Movie 2.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday? It's Friday. Why is she wearing her Wednesday undies? You know?
Oh.
I don't know. I just, because they spoofed a lot of that movie from here, like mm-hmm. the clown and everything, and...
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it, though.
That
so
evil clown.
I was surprised, because
yeah.
I thought I would be bored and falling asleep, like Halloween 3.
I love that Jo Beth fell in the pool a second time.
Again!
You know,
I know.
Sometimes, you know, it wasn't one of those Stephen King moments where I'm like, you killed the bad guy again. It was, oh, good, yeah, put her back in the pool again. This is so gross. I don't know why I like that, but because it made her even tougher.
It did.
Yeah.
So I thought she was going to freaking shoulder into the bedroom when she came back into the house. I thought the way she was chugging it, I thought she was going to, you know, just bounce into it, but no, she...
I did too. Yeah. You're right. She does Thompson Crest.
Just
like, no.
I know, me, I would have been throwing my shoulder into that door
so
hard.
Body checking it.
I mean, I've done it before where I have managed to bust open a door right off and break the door jamb and just shoulder check that bitch open. So
an hour ago.
Shut up. You know, so you know I would be doing that. I mean, I would just be throwing myself into that door, so hard. And that door would fly off its hinges. Because it's happened before.
I don't know. They look like pretty solid wood. That was 80s wood. 70s wood. So
70s wood is
70s wood was a bit stronger than you know, now it's particle board.
Hey,
doors.
Look. That was a solid wood door, okay? That was not particle board.
So the
that
clown.
Was, that, actually, that door had metal.
The clown.
Okay. The clown, yes. I was going to say the clown. I have to congratulate them. I am not afraid of clowns, and that they managed to find the scariest fucking clown doll
just
in the
creepy.
History of the world.
Well, that's what I wondered. Yeah. Did you have any trivia? Like, did they make it special, or did he just say to the prop master, "Go find me the creepiest stuffed clown you can"?
I didn't see anything.
They worked.
But it was good.
He's our
though.
Trivia master.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about it, but it was. Yeah, I'm with you. It was great, especially when he's. Ranging around his head.
Oh, they found
I do have trivia on that,
they
though.
They found the scariest freaking clown. Yeah. All right. Well, I think...
Favorite death? We
done.
Don't have a favorite
we
death.
We don't have a favorite death because nobody
the
died.
The bird. Oh.
There's no marigold except
it.
For the bird. So it's I think that moves us on to
trivia.
Okay,
so I'll do my piece real fast about the doll. The clown, rather. there's that part where it's choking Robbie. Mm-hmm. And they thought he was ad-libbing at one point, Steven Spielberg and Tobe Hooper. No, he was actually getting choked. He turned purple on the face, so they had to, like, stop the scene and everything.
Oh, great.
Poor boy.
Poor kid.
So, yeah, that was about the clown. Who has something else?
I did my trivia. The skeletons were real.
What about the, the curse? We don't want to talk about that.
Let's not. Well, yeah, we got to talk about the curse.
All right, well, there's the poltergeist curse, supposedly.
Quote, unquote.
I'm using air quotes. Not that you can see them, because you're not watching the podcast like I do. Because no one watches the podcast anymore. and it's basically because Dominique Dunn and Heather O'Rourke, they say other people, too, died that were affiliated with the movie, but they don't list them ever. But those are the two biggest ones. They died within a couple years of making these movies. Both are really just tragic incidents. Dominique Dunn was I believe she was a victim of domestic violence where her boyfriend killed her.
Yes.
Oh, and geez. Heather O'Rourke, I think she had a burst appendix. It was something crazy. It was medical. And I'm just pulling it up now because I can't remember off the top of my head because I am that bad. She died when she was 12, though. That's what's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
She died on the operating table. Cardiac arrest.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
So that's why they call it the poltergeist curse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just horrible.
It's a very sad curse.
Too bad, too, because both very good actresses.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I loved Heather O'Rourke. She was adorable and good.
So cute.
Some great female actors in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of them were amazing.
Agreed.
Even Beatrice Straight, I want to say, like, underrated character, Dr. Lesh, but I appreciated her.
Mm-hmm.
I like that her name is close to Lush. And she carries around a flask.
Or Lech. Lecherous. No, she was a good character. She made you feel good in the middle of the movie. Yeah. When she was talking to Diane, it was like she was talking to you. It's going to be okay. I'm coming back.
Right.
And I won't be alone.
And you're like, in the audience, like, okay, good, thank you. Because it's scary. Leaving.
Yeah.
You know what's funny to me is that E.T. was done the same year as this.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, no, just Steven Spielberg, two bangbusters.
Oh, well, all his movies up until recently are.
Well, the same year, though, too. This was nominated for 3 Oscars, funnily enough. Music.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Special effects, mm-hmm. and then sound effects. So, like, all the things that we, made that notes on.
We, raised, for sure.
And there was, that's sad. Carol Ann and Dominique Dunn are buried in the same cemetery, actually, too.
Oh.
At Westwood Memorial Park. Anyway. There was controversy between who actually directed this movie. So it's listed as Tobe Hooper, but there are some...
Don't you mean Tobe Hooper?
Yeah. What did I say? Tobe Hooper?
Yeah.
I'm on the whole rhyming thing right now. I gotta rhyme it. Tobe Hooper and Steven Spielberg. So, like, Zelda Rubinstein actually said it was Steven Spielberg. There's some people that say, it was, Tobe Hooper wouldn't know how to direct his way out of a paper bag, she said, I guess. Something similar, I'm paraphrasing, of course. But so there is some discrepancy who directed this film.
Well, Hooper got credit for it.
He did get credit for it because Spielberg went
and jump what
over
did
that,
he but, go on to do?
What he went on to do Toby. Was Tobe Hooper. Tobe Hooper.
Tobe Hooper, yeah.
I love that. I don't know why. He actually went on to do, well, he died in 2017.
Oh my gosh, another one.
Oh, last year. Wow.
Yeah. He did.
Good.
I'm sorry. Well, he did the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's right. I knew he sounded familiar. And I had to watch a movie by him for one of my 31 movies in 31 days Halloween horror movie challenges. And I watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
He also did Night Terrors.
Night Terrors,
a lot
okay.
of one episode stuff, too. Invaders from Mars. That was it. Salem's Lot, the TV movie. But that was before Poltergeist.
Salem's Lot! I mean, that's the one that I wanted to do.
Is that the 3-hour one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a lot of one episode of, like, Tales from the Crypt, Body Bags, things like that. Dark Skies, Perversions of Science,
Dark Skies
Prey.
Is a good movie.
Oh, yeah.
This is the TV series.
Oh.
Oh, I don't
did
know
one episode of that.
Oh, I don't know the TV series. I just
Night Visions.
Saw a little bit of that.
Yeah. Well, that's what it looks like. He did, like, there were lots of TV shows based on movies. He did a lot of one episodes of those.
Oh, interesting.
And then he died. Good story, right?
Yeah. And then he died.
And then he died. Hey, it had an ending. A natural ending.
Any more trivia?
That's all I want to share at this time. I like to keep the rest of it for myself.
According to the internet and Wikipedia, which, you know, is very true, I looked up Poltergeist, and the first reported ones were, like, in 1636, but there's never been one substantiated.
Really?
There's also been a scientist who was able to create one in a lab.
Really? That mm-hmm. would be...
That's interesting.
The Poltergeist machine, look it up.
Oh, I will. Mm-hmm. Look it up.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, because I couldn't be bothered.
Hey, you know what? I think we should go on a trip to Las Vegas.
Books. Check them out.
Okay, no beatboxing. Okay. I think we should go on a trip to Las Vegas, particularly Planet Hollywood at Caesar's Palace.
Okay.
That's where the clown puppet is.
Oh, really?
You can
oh
see it? Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go there and shoot it.
What? No.
Yes, I have to destroy it with fire.
I don't think that's what's haunted.
I don't care. I just want to destroy it.
You're a horrible person. All right, anything else we need to say?
I think it's time to rate.
Is it, though?
Yeah, yes, it is. I think it is.
The word poltergeist is German for a noisy ghost. I did not know that.
Oh, I could have told you that trivia,
well,
too.
Well, why didn't you just tell us that trivia? No, I didn't. You thought everyone out there knew that poltergeist was German for ghost, seriously?
For noisy ghost, yes.
Hey, Mama Carnage,
I
over there, did you know that?
Everybody who was interested in poltergeist would know that about poltergeist.
Well, did you know that? You
yes.
Because you live with her.
Well, no.
No. Just kidding.
I have an education.
I do too, but I don't know that.
Well, I'm, yeah, burn. Interested in this stuff.
That's a Ginsburn.
Anyway.
Bader Ginsburn?
Yes. It's a Ginsburn.
Okay, so as our guest, would you like to rate first?
Yes.
Yes, I give it a 9.
Hmm.
Okay. Great.
Nowhere to go but down from there, I guess.
I'm giving it an 8.5.
Ooh.
I'll go 8.784.
Okay.
You just had to go above me, didn't
so
you?
So that's really a 9.
I enjoyed
because
it.
Because you would
so
round
really
it up.
Nine.
I don't round. I don't round. No.
I do, though.
There's no rounding in my world.
But other people can round if they want
but
to.
But other
they
people
want
can
to.
Round because
accountants
I do
like to round.
All the time. I always round your dumb ratings.
You better not, because then I will round
all
yours
these
off
to
like the nearest 100.
She's evil.
I round
evil.
All of them. Any fanfic?
Oh, yes, there's lots of fanfic. But the three best ones are the crossovers, of course. Hello, we learned this in fanfic. So there's actually only 3 crossovers for this one, surprisingly, but they're amazing. So Saw, okay, I'll give you that one. But then there's also Harry
Wait,
Potter.
Wait, Poltergeist and Saw?
Mm-hmm. You want to hear that one?
How? No, okay. How do you Hold give on. Them that one? What in the world do
I,
those two,
two
have
horrors.
In common?
I'm, no, I'm just kidding, the horrors, you know.
Well, yeah, they're both horror, but they have nothing in common.
This is a story about a boy who finds that he has a superpower where he can go into movies. It mostly centers around the movie Saw. He goes into the movie Saw.
But that's a poltergeist crossover somehow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, my favorite ones, though, are Harry Potter and SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, my God.
So let's see who lives under the sea. Oh, my God, it's Zelda Rubinstein. No, I'm
yeah,
just kidding.
She kind of
the Bachelor is on the loose. That's all it says. It's only 133 words. It can't be that amazing. So.
Okay. Interesting.
But that's all I have. Oh, and the one for Harry Potter is actually in Spanish, so I can't read it.
Oh.
So.
See.
Disappointing. Interesting.
Trey disappointo.
Interesante.
Si, muy interesante.
Muy interesante.
Anybody oh, wow. have any pimps before we get out of here?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. What do you got?
Unfortunately, my buddy Nick Miraglio couldn't make it tonight. He wanted to come on the show, but he's a horror story writer. He has stories on Booksy, and he gets a lot of attention. People really like his stuff, so... Check out Nick Miraglio on Booksy.
Was he afraid of chaos? Is that why he didn't come?
No. I guess it didn't work out. But
I mean,
he and
I
have made...
that because I met him.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't come
he's
on
real.
The show.
He's real.
Canada.
He's real. He lives in Canada. You wouldn't know him.
we made a cemetery together.
Oh, okay.
For hayrides. So.
No, you know what? It's funny because everyone that chaos... meets.
Yeah.
We're never friends with again.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's been lots of people we've gone out to meet, and then all of a sudden we're not friends with them anymore.
Yeah, true facts.
It is true facts.
Well, Nick's still my friend.
Still your friend, but not her friend.
Won't come on my
oh,
show.
Whatever. Oh, come on. Get over it, and how about you? What's your shout out?
I don't have any.
Pimping.
Okay. She only comes to me on the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't pimp anyone. I'm the one on the corner. Stop giving me that face.
All right. Then I'm going to pimp our show, in which case I will say that our website is theymostlypodcastatnight.com, where you can go for show notes and also to listen to episodes. We are hosted at anchor.fm/podcastatnight. We are also on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you find your podcasts, anywhere at all. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen. We really appreciate it. We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Podcast at Night, and we have a new Facebook community for fans of the show. So
yay,
if you're on sweet. Facebook and you want to interact with other fans and talk about the show and talk about horror, go to They Mostly Podcast at Night, the Facebook group.
Yay! Yay. Everyone's there.
Everyone.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Therefore, you must... Peer pressure. Do it. Peer pressure.
Do it.
Also, we have our individual Instagrams. I am Chaos at Night, and Carnage is a Carnage at Night. We also have a new person. Well, she's not new to the show, but she's taking over our Twitter and our Facebook. And that is Maverick, who is at Go Maverick on Instagram.
Maverick with a M-A-V-R-I-K.
In Go Maverick, yes. She's Maverick with a C-K everywhere else, though.
Yes, correct.
So, yeah, she's new to the team, so everybody make her feel welcome and say hello. And,
or Hooper!
Or Hooper! She's much better than me. That just makes my throat too. Hurt. And so I will say goodbye from Chaos and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Goodbye from Mama Chaos.
Goodbye from Carnage. And as always, we are filmed in front of a live studio audience of cats.
Meow.
Thanks for listening to They Mostly Podcast at Night. Our theme song is by the Computer Music All-Stars under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Link in the show notes.